Children's Hospital, Westchester Medical Center, and Adele. And hello. Congratulations and thank you to Elena Canetto from PS 83, a change bandit at the Donald Hertz School in the Bronx. Came in with $335.15. Let's hear it for Elena. Thank you, Principal Musino? Is it Musino? That sounds about right. That's Elena over there. Big smile, congratulations, and a big thumbs up. Well done. Thanks for driving all the way out here to do that, too. I'm sure Elena has a wonderful story why it's important to her to come back to the Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital. But in front of me, most importantly, we have a track champion. Her name is Caroline Tim. Caroline, congratulations on being a champion.
Thank you.
And you're a champion because what competition did you compete that made you a champion?
Well, last week I competed in the cross-country state meet. There were a lot of people there. And also last year I also competed in the same meet. And then I competed in the state track meet a few seasons after that, which I did well. No.
You must have done very well.
Yeah.
And in what events do you compete?
For track, I do the 1 mile, the 800, the 400, and I will soon do more events, but that's all I do for now.
You just wore me out talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been amazing in itself. What makes it more amazing, your story, Caroline, and Lisa, your mom is here to talk about this, how you came to the Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital, what happened early on? Lisa, welcome and thank you. What happened to Caroline?
Thank you. Well, Caroline was preparing for the state track race back in June. And as the week before the race, she started to kind of step it up in terms of her practice and preparation. And about a week before, she started to experience some fluttering in her heart and some dizziness. And the following day, a similar type of experience. So we kind of thought, you know, it was probably she was just pushing herself too hard and to kind of take it easy a little bit. But later on that second evening, she experienced some signs that I thought were definitely a warning sign that something could be wrong, which was her arm was painful, mm-hmm. and it went into her neck and her jaw. And when I heard that, it was around midnight, I said, Caroline, get in the car. We have to go get this checked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moms worry, don't they? About everything.
Yes.
And then when something bad happens, what are you thinking now? What are you thinking on the way to the hospital?
Well, you know what? I'm really not a worrywart at all. I'm not like probably most mothers, but mm-hmm. I knew that that could be a very dangerous sign.
Yeah.
So when we got there, we had it checked out, EKG. Everything seemed fine. The only problem was that they told her that she would not be cleared for the state meet until she had followed up with a cardiac specialist.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what was the diagnosis now?
She was diagnosed with WPW, which mm-hmm. is Wolff Parkinson's White.
Okay.
Syndrome.
And you knew nothing about that when you heard that. What is that? And now you're kind of an expert, right?
Yes. Pretty much so, yes. That's right.
What can you say about the doctors and nurses and the staff here at Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital?
Well, I think, first of all, I think they're amazing because what was unseen at the first hospital, you know, they couldn't pick anything up when we came down here first. Just even before we got to the hospital for our appointment, they picked it up immediately. Dr. Stewart, he picked it up, and he said, as soon as he saw the EKG, he could tell there was something wrong. And he said, you have Wolff Parkinson's White, it could be a very dangerous condition. So, of course, we were so shocked. We thought, you know, everything was probably fine. And then he said, don't worry, it's highly curable. And we have great doctors here.
Of course. And so the first hospital couldn't pick up on that. Came here, they did it, they knew, boom, boom, boom. Right place at the right time. Phew, a great decision on your part, right? And look at the product of that wonderful, of those troubles. This wonderful girl in front of you, right?
Yes.
Caroline, how old are you now?
I am 15.
Feeling good? Everything cool?
Yes, everything turned out great.
I hear you're going to be in the championship, the New York State Championship. Is that true?
Yes, I actually competed in it last weekend.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And how did you do?
I did well. I came in 16th, which is a lot better than I did last year. I came in 46th last year, so...
Wow.
It was
progress. Better and better all the time.
Yeah.
Who knows, next year maybe you'll be in first. After that, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, we'll see. That's my goal.
Enjoy that, and congratulations on a wonderful mom who wants nothing but the best for you.
Yes.
Absolutely. And do you want to read that number for me, Caroline? What number can people call to make a donation? That will be doubled, by the way, until 7 o'clock for the runners and their lives. What number can they call?
The number is 1-888-499-5437.
One more time.
That's 1-888-499-5437.
All right, congratulations. Keep running. Keep it going. You got it. You got it made now, Caroline. Congratulations, Lisa. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a great story. And again, 1-888-499-5437. It will be doubled, that pledge, thanks to our friends at the Page and Otto Marx Jr. Foundation. So call right now before you leave work. Thank you, ladies. Let's get some traffic now. It's the brought to you by Augie's Steakhouse. It's back, the Augie's Prime Cut Black Friday Madness Sale. 50% off gift cards starting November 20th through the 27th. Come see why Augie's in Mohegan Lake was voted best steakhouse by Westchester Magazine. It's the WHUD traffic update. Don't get left out in the cold. The winter event is back at Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Exceptional offers, amazing selection, extraordinary service. Here's John.
I'm still looking pretty good overall, but Westchester County with standard delays, 37 West, exit 8W to 5.